Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Weekend is coming, and we've got a lot of shows. UFC 204 is taking place with the long-awaited Dan Henderson-Michael Bisping rematch. They fought at UFC 100. In a legendary fight, mostly because Dan Henderson did this diving punch and looked like he nearly killed Michael Bisping. Here we are, it is now 2016, and Michael Bisping is your UFC middleweight champion. And thus, in what is said to be Dan Henderson's final fight, at 46 years old, he is getting a shot at this championship. Talk about that. No Mercy is coming up this weekend as well. We got big matches on the No Mercy card. The main event sees John Cena and AJ Styles. I'm trying not to screw this up from the other day. And Dean Ambrose in a three-way for the WWE SmackDown version of the world title. And Dolph Ziggler is also putting his career on the line. His career against The Miz. They're playing this up very heavily on TV. If Dolph loses, they claim, Dolph will never be able to wrestle on SmackDown again. He cannot go to Raw. He cannot go to NXT. His career is over. That's how they've been promoting this. I guess we'll see what happens on Sunday. But we can talk about that here. A lot of TV over the last couple of days as well. We got Lucha Underground, NXT, SmackDown, Impact. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game. We have not taken a lot of phone calls, emails, text messages on the show over the last couple of days because of all the news and guests, but today will be your chance. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their Porter cable drills, so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter cable power tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. later on. The studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. Got to start out today with this. I shall not waste my breath. I've done it a million times. About how stupid this weight cutting is in mixed martial arts. I do not want to have the argument about cage side weigh-ins and weight cutting and how it is in fact done in a lot of other sports like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and nobody ever misses weight and nobody ever dies. But of course, it's MMA, and there's an assumption these fighters are so stupid that if you do cage side weigh-ins, people will go in terribly dehydrated and die. This from Fox Sports. Bisping versus Henderson official. UFC 204 loses a fight due to a weight-cutting disaster. Local favorite Ian Entwistle was forced off the card at the last minute following a disastrous weight cut that ended with him in the hospital. Entwistle was pulled from his bout with Rob Font following the trip to the hospital, as UFC officials later confirmed, and the fighter explained what happened in an Instagram post on Friday. This is what Entwistle said. Had some problems with my weight very early in the weight cut. I slipped in and out of consciousness during the bath, was took to the hospital, administered IV and some other drugs. The UFC staff was great all the way through. They came to the hospital. I said I could still fight and asked if we could do a same-day weigh-in, and Rob Font took a big percentage of my purse. It seemed positive at the time. The UFC spoke to the doctors. They went to consult with their own doctors. I got a phone call from Joe Silva this morning explaining he couldn't let me fight due to the problem with my kidneys, which I have to accept. I would like to apologize to the UFC and Rob Font and everyone that was looking forward to seeing the fight. One less fight on this show, but you know what? Michael Bisping and Dan Henderson both made weight, and really, that's what matters, because this is a great fight, it is a great storyline. Dan Henderson, 46 years old, his final fight ever, going for the championship against the man who he massacred at UFC 100, Michael Bisping, who lost one fight after another to guys that failed drug tests. Finally, the USADA era comes, and the next thing you know, Michael Bisping's the champion. And he's defending the title against Dan Henderson. This is a better story than 85% of what we see in professional wrestling. And that's the main event of the show on Saturday. I can't wait.
It's a good one. As far as the story goes, the card kind of sucks. It's a story. And the fact that Dan Henderson is so iconic in MMA and the possibility of him throwing just one more H-bomb and catching Bisping again and being able to retire middleweight champion, because even by his own admission, I mean, he's pushed with 47 years. He has pushed this thing basically as far as you can go. I don't know if we'll ever see anybody the age of Dan Henderson ever again at this level. In fact, I'm positive we won't see this again, because I can't see anybody ever going on this long. There's just no reason to.
You know what, though, Mike? I remember when people said that about Randy Couture. We'll never see another guy like Randy Couture.
Same generation, though. But those two dudes are cut from the same cloth. They are the epitome of American amateur wrestler, and that be strongest. So I will lump them together in that one. And okay, for those two, I don't think we're ever going to see it again. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't, his storyline wise, it doesn't.
Mike just
the card itself is you are buying the main event for this show. Now, just back to Entwistle there for a minute.
Must we?
How ridiculous! And this is where youth is wasted on the young. I mean, you know, they told me I had to because of my kidneys, and that's just something I had to accept. Oh, man.
That's what he said.
That's enough about that.
That is enough about that. I do think that there are going to be more guys in their mid-40s that are fighting, and I'm going to tell you why. Because going back to Randy Couture, when people were really raving...
Go get TRT, too?
When people were really raving about Randy, do you recall he was 40? He was 40 years old. There was a period about 10, 12 years ago where if you were 40, you were like some old guy, and the fact that you were still fighting was a miracle. Now we got all sorts of 40-year-old guys fighting. So I think that the ultimate age in which you can compete is going to move up in mixed martial arts just because people have better access to training and supplementation as long as it's legal.
Yeah, but you're also talking about...
It's not going to go the other way, Mike.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yes, it will, because guys are starting younger. That's the whole thing with Henderson and Couture was look at the ages that they started. Look at the business and the way that it was. So you have guys now that are training in middle school. You have guys now that are training in elementary school, you know, as far as learning a martial art and being something where MMA, you're training MMA now from a much younger age, and we're seeing a lot more young guys get involved. So no, I don't think it's going to move up where we're going to have this bevy of guys over 40 competing. I don't believe that's going to happen.
But you got to remember,
you want to bet on that one.
I will bet on this one because I'm going to tell you why. Because Couture and Henderson and these guys, they didn't start mixed martial arts at that age, but they have been training since they were little tiny children, and they've made it this long. So it's not like they did no sports or anything till they were in their mid-30s and then started doing MMA and had a 10-year career. They had like a ridiculously long career in amateur wrestling and then kept going. Look at Dan Severn, how long he lasted. He lasted into his mid-50s. And granted,
again, also came from that era.
I know, but there are still wrestlers today. I will bet you, let's do a 10-year bet. So someone write this down because I ain't going to remember. On October 7th, of 2026, I think that we will see more guys than ever fighting over the age of 40. And Mike thinks you'll see less.
Well, now, let's be fair about this, though. At a level of Randy Couture and Dan Henderson and or in promotions such as, you know, I don't know where you want your cutoff to be. Most certainly UFC there, but your Strikeforce, your Pride, or whatever the equivalent would be at the time. I'll even include that there for you.
Oh, dude, you better not add Japan or you're going to lose for sure. They're going to have 90-year-olds fighting.
You know, if Scott Coker is still somehow promoting at that point, which he very well may be, I wouldn't put it past him either. God knows who we may end up with. We may end up with Dada 6000 at that point.
Hey, we got Baby Slice. Kimbo Slice's son is wrestling. A couple of news notes. We'll go to the calls after the break. Dave mentioned this yesterday, but Alberto Del Rio did work his scheduled What Culture Pro Wrestling show in Newcastle yesterday. Flew in last night, this being Wednesday. Wrestled in a t-shirt, and the arm that was stabbed was all taped up, but he was out there taking bumps. Dave watched some of it, but not enough to tell what kind of a match it was. Jim Ross and Jim Cornette, at least early on, were fun to listen to, had their old chemistry back immediately, even if neither knew who Desperado was when he kept interfering in the Minoru Suzuki versus Joe Coffey match. They very much knew Suzuki. Suzuki blew off a Jim Ross handshake and playing heel after his match. After Ross had been putting him over like crazy on the commentary, Bret Hart made a surprise appearance and really put over Ross as an announcer, as well as put over Cody Rhodes and Kurt Angle.
Who paid for this show? That is an impressive run right there. Minoru
Suzuki.
Good night.
San Antonio police have yet to confirm any records of a Del Rio stabbing, by the way. They have asked for an address, and those close to Del Rio have not been able to provide an address. An address for what? His home? Or where are you stabbed?
Where he was stabbed.
I guess
wasn't that the deal?
Yeah. Plus, there are some different stories that are out there. Paige was there when the incident took place, but has not said anything about it. And also, in other unrelated news, although it's more insanity, there was a bad scene at a Seth Rollins autograph signing today in Santiago, Chile, at the Costanero Center. A huge crowd showed up, and fans started skipping in line, and it led to shoving and fights. One fan tried to steal Rollins' hat. It got so bad the entire session was canceled, which led to more fights and fans looting at the center. They robbed the store. Come on, people. Let's be professional fans here. If you want to give us a call here today, phone lines are open after the break. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very sad we will not have the Doctor of Lucha on the show today. He's got a business meeting, but he will hopefully be returning next week here on the program. There's, believe me, a lot of stuff to talk about in Lucha. Got a lot of text messages here as well, but first, whose dulcet tones are here on the line? Caller, you're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Dulcet is the proper term. What's up, Jim?
You were talking about Dr. Lucci. I have a huge question I wish we could get him to answer. I noticed the other day that one of my favorite ladies is getting a tryout for the NXT. Xerxes, however you pronounce it, the masked lady. She's had a tryout either the last week or this week, and I was just wondering, you think about you and WWE, do they still not have the rule where you, or would they make her unmasked, what I'm saying, if they signed her?
I think it is very likely that they would make her unmask.
I would think so, but would that still hurt her? Say if things didn't work out and she went back to, say, CMLL, would that hurt her, or would things stay the same?
Well, I mean, it's possible that if they signed her, she would just lose her mask in CMLL and then not have to worry about it.
Well, that's true.
But you know what? Times have changed, though, and we've seen this with, you know, we saw it with Rey Mysterio. I mean, that kind of set a real precedent when he lost his mask in WCW. And at that time, that was a big deal for him to be able to go put the mask back on, because technically, aren't there rules and regulations that say once you unmask, that's it. It's over, and you can't go back to wearing your mask again. That has flipped seemingly completely over. Now, I think in a case like a Volador, if he were to lose the mask in CMLL, wrestle there for a while, you know, be full-time there, then if, say, he were to go get signed by WWE and then come back and put it on, I think that would cause more problem than basically understanding that these men and women and everybody have got to acquiesce to what WWE's wishes are. You know the deal. If you're going to go up there and work, then odds are you're going to have to take your mask off. They've done it with Alberto Del Rio. They've done it with, you know, time and time again with Sombra, with all of these guys. So I think it's just one of those things where it's got to be looked at now as a cost of doing business if you go up there. And if you come back down, you can't really hold it that much against those guys.
Well, hey, here's another one for you. Hold on, Jim. Here's another one for you. It would be pretty cool if WWE had a female luchador.
That's true.
We got masked male wrestlers. I mean, what's the deal with having a... We should have a masked female luchador.
Yeah, they need
maybe
more masked
get
men.
Over.
Yeah.
Maybe they
could
sign
good.
Sexy
She's
Star.
Very good. She's very good.
Thank God no one heard that. Go ahead, Jim.
I heard that.
Now, let's talk about Impact from last night. Now, I know, Brian, you don't get Pop TV.
I hear nobody got Pop TV last night.
Well, I watched it.
Were there major technical difficulties where the cage match on the internet?
Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
Now, I got to see most of the show. But what happened was, during the Hardy's big cage match with Decay, all right, everything is going good. It's down towards the end of the match. Rebe goes over there and catches Rosemary. She's trying to get in the ring or somehow interfere, and she slams her heart into the cage and everything, and then she's got this great big walking stick, get this, with like a rabbit's head on the end of it. And she goes around to the other end, and I think she gets the cage door open, and she does something, and she's coming back to where Rosemary is, and then it just freezes up. And I said, well, what's going on? And then it goes to a commercial, and then the next thing you see, I believe, is a video package about Gail Kim's Hall of Fame deal.
Yeah, they had technical difficulties. The whole match is on the internet today, so if you want to check it out, you can.
Exactly. Now, the thing what got me, I thought the funniest thing of the whole night was, at first of the show, all the main champions came in bragging about they were this and they were that, you know, yada, yada, yada. And Lashley, he gets upset. Well, I'm better than you all, blah, blah, blah. I don't need you, bunch of losers. And he starts walking out. Well, then they play Billy Corgan's music. And I don't know where he got his dressing from, but you ever see these guys that try to be real cool, like, you know, the national pimp,
yeah,
winners or whatever?
Mike.
He came out there with a black and white long coat and this big chain thing. I mean, did somebody tell him he needs to look a whole lot cooler or something or another? Or?
Anyway, what'd he say, Jim?
He really tried. He looked trying to look cool. He looked nerdy. That's what I'm saying.
I know, but what did Billy Corgan say? We're trying to get to the point here of the title change.
He told everybody would have to defend their titles, even Lashley, and he said he would have his pick of whoever he wanted to wrestle, and he ended up like you told the spoilers the other day about Eddie Edwards.
That's
Ed
right.
Edwards did a little promo at first. He was telling him, well, I come so close, I can beat him, yada, yada, yada. And then they have all these different ones, and he talks junk about everybody, and then he gets over to Eddie Edwards, and he's, oh, yeah, I'll just take you. I can beat you, blah, blah, blah. And like you guys said, Ed Edwards wins, and we got a new TNA champion, and that's the end of that. And oh, and as far as the knockouts go, they had another beatdown of Gail Kim after she beat Sienna. So that's the way that went, and she won't be the head of the knockouts after next week. So.
Oh man, well Jim, listen, I got to thank you very much for the call. Jim totally just hijacked the show right there with the Impact Report, but he does bring up a very interesting point, and that is that there is a new TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Eddie Edwards. Eddie Edwards won the title from Bobby Lashley. Mm. Shortly after Eddie Edwards lost to Aaron Rex in that Grand Championship match via split decision. So some could argue that the man was screwed. But point of this is, I could be remiss here. Maybe somebody can confirm or deny, but I think that in our annual prediction show in early January, I believe that someone actually predicted that Eddie Edwards was going to be the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. And I may have outright mocked that person. But now, it looks like that person's going to win a prize because they were right. Eddie Edwards.
I like Eddie. I have not one bad word I can really say about Eddie Edwards. But 50-50 booking, whatever that would be, whatever it was where Bobby Lashley just lost to Eddie Edwards. Bobby Lashley has been one of the more entertaining, and granted, people really haven't seen it because it's been Impact. Bobby Lashley's been pretty great for Bobby Lashley. I guess we'll have to see where they go. This just screams, you know, thanks for your loyalty more than anything else, I guess. And maybe Bobby Lashley's got to go. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm just really, I got to see where this thing goes because it came out of nowhere and it doesn't make any sense on the surface at all.
This person says,
and the worst part, Bobby Lashley, if you watch the match, didn't kick out till after three. Watch the match again.
He didn't kick out until after three.
He kicked out right a little. It was like 3 1/4.
Why is that bad?
Because, well, what kind of win is that for Eddie Edwards? Again, unless we're going to have a story where he said he wasn't beat or something like that. But, I mean, it's not like he got one shoulder up on the left side while the referee was on the right. He just then all of a sudden kicks out after three. And
well,
I don't know.
Sometimes it's okay to just barely get the guy. I mean, one could argue that maybe that was better for Bobby Lashley than for him to be flat on his back for 30 seconds with Eddie Edwards on top of him.
That's true, I guess. But again, with Eddie Edwards just coming off the, I don't know. This is, I guess, a storyline driven thing. We'll have to see where it goes. But it just on the surface was, hey, if nothing else, was certainly a surprise.
This person says, "Will Vince put his father's Capital Wrestling show on the network ever again? Since there are clips available on YouTube? I hope so."
Oh God, yes, please.
Thing is, they're more into the new stuff and the network-exclusive shows than the historical things, although they have been putting historical tapes up there. I mean, the NWA World Championship Wrestling show, they just added like 2 years' worth of episodes or something like that. So,
oh, man, they put up that, was it Vest Box? Dallas, at the Sportatorium. Yeah, they got...
I thought you meant they put Dallas on the network. Dave was going to be so excited.
Yeah, they got better storylines than some of the stuff that they're doing now, but much better, actually. But they put that match up there with Luthez and Ray Gunkel. So, you know, if those things are getting a couple of hits or something like that, I think the issue is probably of all the things that you want to transfer over, what's most important. And the stuff that's going to be most important is going to be coming from the 80s on and realistically from the 90s on, you know, from how they marketed that thing. And as far as what the interest from viewers seems to be, at least, you know, and granted, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy with them. But, you know, I can understand that finding really cool stuff from the 60s in New Haven and stuff from Atlantic City and Washington, D.C. and stuff like that. I mean, I'd love to see that stuff. I love watching it on YouTube when I get a chance to see it. But I understand that, hey, you know, there's going to be a lot of other things that are going to take precedence far before they do something like that.
So I've been down on Lucha Underground of late because there doesn't seem to be anything resembling a direction in storyline. Dario just comes out every week and spins a wheel and guys get matches. This person here is defending it, although I believe it's tongue-in-cheek, but you never know with these Lucha Underground defenders. Says Dario Cueto doesn't have any matches booked because he's been in prison.
That's
because he's been in prison? He's been out for 5 weeks now.
Yeah.
But you got time to come up with a idea, or an idea, if you want to use proper grammar.
Actually, yeah, he'd have a lot of time in prison, you'd figure out.
Yeah, that's all he should have been doing in prison is coming up with ideas.
That and writing like little lines on the wall to count down his days, yeah.
And it seemed to be made very clear on television that he wasn't in prison for very long because he has friends in high places, higher than you would know. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If it seems like the last time you changed your antifreeze was when cassette tapes were all the rage, it's time to pick up a gallon of Prestone antifreeze at Napa for only $12.99. It's the best way to protect your engine from the harsh elements. And unlike cassettes, paying $12.99 for a gallon of Prestone antifreeze never gets old. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/13/16.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Autumn is the perfect time of the year to shield your deck against the damage of winter snow and cold. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about protecting your deck for the coming winter right after this.
Fall means cooler temperatures, beautiful colors, and long hours of raking leaves. Until now, introducing the new dual tine leaf rake from Ames. With a double row of tines and clog-free design, it rakes up to 45% faster than standard rakes, making leaf raking easier than ever. It even comes with a detachable hand rake for cleaning under shrubs and in tight spaces. The Ames Dual Tine Leaf Rake. Leaves hate it, you'll love it. Available now at the Home Depot and other fine retailers.
Now is the time to protect your wood deck while the weather is still fairly mild. Before you can protect it, though, you'll need to make sure you clean it well so that the stain or sealer will have a better chance to soak into the wood. A commercial deck cleaner or a mixture of bleach, detergent, and water will do the trick. After the deck has dried for at least 24 hours, you can apply the sealer or the stain. A pump-up garden sprayer works well for thin sealers, while a roller may be better for the thicker stains. In either case, apply a small amount and then backbrush that area before applying more elsewhere. This process forces the sealant down into the pores of the wood to protect it from the long winter ahead. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Cruiserweights are here on Raw. But over the HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, they have always been here. You can see all of your favorites, Cedric Alexander, TJP, Rich Swann, Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano is awesome. Zack Sabre Jr., they're all awesome. Streaming 24-7 at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Basically, before they were stars. Although many people would argue they were much bigger stars before they went to Raw. You can judge for yourself at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, my name is Landon, calling from beautiful Buffalo, New York.
A fine start to this call, Landon.
And you know what? That little plug you got in before has a great lead into the question I have for you.
Cool.
So when the Cruiserweights were first being signed and first being announced to be signed, the two names I got at first were Jack Gallagher and Akira Tozawa.
Jack Gallagher.
Boston. Hmm?
Jack Gallagher.
Yes, what did I say?
Jeff.
I apologize.
That may be his younger brother.
You know what? Maybe. Jeff, Jack, and Jimmy John. You don't know. Maybe there's a third one. But the point is, like, I've been watching NXT and trying to watch Raw for the past couple weeks. I haven't seen Tozawa or Jack at all, but I see guys like, you know, Lince Dorada and Tony Nese, who, don't get me wrong, I like them. I just don't remember them being announced as signed. So are Jack and Akira really signed, or is that a rumor, or what's up? You know?
I was under the impression that Jack Gallagher was going to be on Raw very soon. And I thought Akira Tozawa was going to be, but...
So
maybe that is
stuff
changed.
To do. No, I mean, I think it's a case of like Grand Metalik, where they're coming, they're going to be there, but with, at least in the case of Tozawa, I mean, he's got, is it November or December? I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look at the date. I think I may be mixing him up with Kota Ibushi as far as the date goes, but he's...
What's going on with
one
Mike?
Big show with Dragon Gate coming up.
Your connection is horrible today, dude. You keep dropping into the ether.
That's your connection. My connection's fine.
Hello, hello. All right.
Dare you demean my connection, but...
Oh, man, now we got a delay. Caller, I want to thank you very much for the call. Well, while the delay is getting handled, I will add this comment for everybody. I want you all to consider the fact, I do not want to bury the man or anything like that, but I would just like to mention for everybody's something to stew over, the idea that Noam Dar... is on Raw, and Shinsuke Nakamura is in NXT. Think about that for a while. What's happened to this business?
I'd like to not do that.
Well, we have to. Samoa Joe is in NXT. Noam Dar is on Raw. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Dave from Wisconsin.
Dave, let's cheer up, buddy. What's going on?
Nothing much. I wanted to call in yesterday, ask about a question regarding the Nate Diaz situation with USADA. Effectively, he was given a slap on the wrist for the use of the CBD oil while vaping at the press conference. And obviously, the six-hour window before and after a fight of recreational drug use under USADA would be a two-year ban. But my question is we can't deny that alcohol is a drug, but after Michael Bisping knocked out Luke Rockhold, he's basically drunk at the press conference, drinking beer. Donald Cerrone is always chewing tobacco before and after fights, as well as drinking beer. So why is this not considered...
Because they're legal.
Well, it's not in the policy.
Yeah, it's not about legality here. It's about whether it's, within the policy. So that's really my question about fairness. I don't really care about the legality issue. It's about, recreational use, like John Jones using cocaine, but he didn't get suspended because he wasn't supposed to be tested for it.
Well, I mean, I can find out from Filthy Tom, but my assumption would be that tobacco and alcohol are not banned in the competition window.
Well, you
I'm
can't
sure.
come into a fight drunk.
I don't think you can. Maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe Cerrone's gone into the octagon drunk before. I honest to God, don't know the answer.
I mean, yeah, I've never really heard anybody understand the question here. I mean, in boxing, Ricardo Mayorga, they used to do the gimmick of him, you know, somebody would light up the cigarette for him because that was the gimmick during training. He didn't care. He would actually smoke. So, I mean, I don't really know where this is going here.
Well, I mean, his basic question is,
my point is about suspensions and basically fairness.
His question, I want to thank you very much for the call, Dave. His question is, does the policy state that you are not allowed to use alcohol or tobacco in competition? Because if it does, than drinking at the press conference, you should have the hammer laid down the same way you would for using a vape pen.
I know, but when would tobacco be I don't know. I think now it's just like really trying to get away from the actual point of, I can see people bandying about whether he should be suspended or not because of the using whatever it is, the cannabinoid oil or whatever it is. I can understand a debate over that, but like now we're going to move the needle over where, you know, a guy's having a drink after the show or tobacco. I think it just muddies the waters and it's not going to help anything of like, you know, well, what about this? No, it's not about that and trying to compare the two. It's about this one situation with Nate Diaz over one thing.
Well, let me put on my poor man's lawyer hat from all of my time at law school. This.
Yes, you are a lawyer.
Yeah, I am. This. Anyway. Here's the thing with the wellness policy, everybody, that some people cannot wrap their heads around. It doesn't matter whether you think it's right or wrong. It doesn't matter whether you think it's ethical or not. All that matters is it the law or not? That's my lawyer analogy. So it doesn't matter if you think that this man should not be suspended for using a vape pen, because whatever your personal opinion of vape pens are, or whatever your wacky comparison is between vape pens and alcohol or whatever, it doesn't matter. What matters is it in the policy? What are the rules? And quite frankly, by the letter of the law, this guy deserved more than a slap on the wrist, because he broke the law. That is the policy. That's it. Doesn't matter whether you think that you should be suspended for using vape oil or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's in the policy. And did you break the law or not? That's it. Listen, I don't think that I should only be able to go 55 on the freeway. I feel that I should be able to go 75. But it doesn't matter, because the law says I can only go 55. Doesn't matter if I feel that ethically, I should be able to run some fella off the road if he's going too slow. Legally, I can't do it. It's all that matters in this policy here. Let's go.
All
that
matters in any policy, by the way.
That's right.
In the NFL, over and over again, when look, you, there's a million and one cases you can make as far as marijuana being allowed to be used in place of an opioid or something like that. But the bottom line is, number one, it's still illegal federally. And number two, it's still outlawed under the NFL's policy. So there it is. If
that's
you want to use, then you can't be playing in the NFL. Again, you can try to fight to change it, but that's how that goes, period.
I mean, even the part about illegal nationally, I mean, that it doesn't even play into this, because John Jones tested positive for cocaine, which is illegal nationally, and he didn't get anything because the letter of the law of the policy, this is the one. Vernon goes, I cannot believe that they did not suspend John Jones for coke, but they got those Diaz brothers for weed. This is so unfair. It doesn't matter what your stance is on weed. What matters is, in the policy, you cannot test positive for weed, but per the letter of the law, cocaine was not listed as something you could fail for out of competition. So when John Jones failed, per the letter of the policy, per the letter of the law, they couldn't do anything. Now, this is what happens in this country. Sometimes you got to change the law because things happen, and maybe they'll change the policy so that if you get busted for coke out of competition, you'll get a suspension. But per the policy, I mean, he could have filed a lawsuit if they would have done something.
And really, I don't even know how you can, out of competition like that, I mean, that should probably fall under a personal conduct thing.
Well, it
as
should.
Opposed, I mean, that's really more than any. And then now you're starting to also now get into, no, it's still, even with independent contractors, you can still have that in there because you could damage. So, yes, I mean, that should fall under personal conduct more than anything.
This person says, your law analogy only works for strict liability crimes. Otherwise, mistake can be an excuse. I don't think he mistakenly used a vape pen.
No, and also, by the way, that's fine if you want to throw that one up there. The easiest lob, you know, back over the net against that one is the fact that you have a long history with Nate Diaz that, you know, or with the Diaz brothers that were, I'm sorry, with Nick Diaz. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus right there. You have a long history with Nick Diaz that would indicate that you have a bigger issue at play than just one time and oops.
This person here has a very interesting question. Let's actually take this call very quickly, then I'll ask the question. Go ahead. Caller.
Hi, it's Douglas from Aberdeen.
Yes, Douglas.
How's it going? Hey, I was just hearing what you were saying about Noam Dar and Nakamura.
I knew this would happen.
As a fellow countryman of me, Noam Dar, I hope he does sort of well at UNRWA, but you've got to, I suppose everyone knows that there's a bit of a glass ceiling for those cruiserweights, and they're never really going to get out of the cruiserweight division, are they?
That's unlikely.
Whereas Nakamura will be... he could be champion, you know.
I sure hope so.
Away here, sorry,
that guy, listen, you're talking about glass ceilings on Raw. Nakamura can't even get out of NXT.
Well, yeah, maybe, yeah.
It's sad day. I want to thank you for the call. I knew somebody would call about Noam Dar when I said that. I got to read this here because I have strong thoughts. It's going to be a hot take here.
Uh-oh.
This person says, how did WWE get people to actually cheer John Cena in 2016? The answer to this question is... It's a two-part answer. Part A is because John Cena is awesome, and I think people have finally figured it out. And part B is because WWE has sucked. So what I'm saying here is, I firmly believe that for a long time people hated John Cena because you had so many great workers, and he was uncoordinated and clunky, and he was pushed harder than those other guys. And I think they turned on him. And then I think after a while, people forgot why they hated him, and so they just booed him, and this went on for years. But then, when John Cena won that U.S. title, and John Cena started the U.S. Open, whatever you wanted to call it, the U.S. Open Challenge, U.S. Title Open Challenge, and all of a sudden, every single week on Raw, he had awesome matches. And at the same time, Raw, being 3 hours long, started to drag. And the interviews got worse, and there was horrible scripting. But every single time that John Cena got that mic, he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, he did.
And while he still does get booed, I think that now, especially because he's been around for so long, and he's been on top for so long, and now every time he gets in the ring, you're pretty much guaranteed a very good match. Every time he gets on the mic, you're pretty much guaranteed a great promo. I think that finally people have really begun to respect the guy. Plus, you've got Roman Reigns, who they're pushing and they hate. That's another part of it.
I think also, though, a lot of the quote-unquote what was hate to John Cena, he got louder boos and more reaction as far as people booing him when he would come out or when he'd win than most people who were supposed to be getting cheered. So when it comes to him, I think a lot of the what people said was really hate, and I hate this guy. I don't think you ever really hated him. I mean, I just think it was you booed him, but you never hated him.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Build or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'd say I don't know why, but I do know why. Every time weed gets brought up, I get a million emails and texts from furious people. And this person here says, does the rule specifically say THC? His vape was certainly CBD and did not have THC. And by CBD, I presume he means cannabidiol, yeah. Whatever it's called. Well, listen, this is direct from USADA. This is direct from USADA. The in-competition urine and blood samples provided by Diaz before his admitted use were analyzed and reported as negative for all prohibited substances, including cannabinoids. So no, this is not allowed in the policy. It doesn't matter if he's vaping or smoking or whatever. It's not allowed. Period. Whether you like it or not. And it's very clear a lot of people don't like it. But that's another matter entirely. UFC 204 is this weekend, everyone, with the Michael Bisping, Dan Henderson fight, Vitor Belfort, and Gegard Mousasi is the semi-main. No Mercy is Sunday, and Jack Swagger, Baron Corbin, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, John Cena for the title. Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, and Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Usos, and so much more. Miz and Ziggler for the career versus title match. We'll be talking about that on Sunday, and we got a lot of shows coming up this weekend, so check them all out. Thanks, Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA. Check us out at WrestlingObserver.com for 20 brand new subscriber-only shows every single week. We'll talk to you again this weekend. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.